Welcome to the Maria Freile Podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation, and health on a super high and modern vibe, then girl, this is your podcast. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Hi everyone and welcome to the fifth episode of the Maria Freile Podcast. I am super excited to have you here once again on a super, super hot, trendy topic right now, even though you guys know that I don't like trends, even though that's what I've did for so many years. I basically was in the fashion industry, but we're not there anymore. And here we focus on vibrations and how to raise your vibrations. And today's episode is actually the first episode on the deep dive into understanding what really high vibrational living means. If you want to know a little bit more about what the heck high vibrational living and lifestyle means, I suggest you to go to my previous episodes where I explain how I got into this lifestyle, what really this lifestyle means, what is quantum shifting, which you're going to need for all of the rest episodes that we're going to be doing in this podcast, and really understanding how this high vibrational lifestyle, it's not another trend lifestyle, it's not another veganism or another organic type of thing, it is the way to go, and this one will never fail you. So if you're interested in all of those concepts and a little bit of more of like universal laws, manifestation laws, just a very brief touch upon those, then go check out those episodes before you dive deep in this one, because today I'm gonna explain what it really means to eat in a high vibrational sort of way of speaking, right? If you guys know me, you know that I have a vibrational compass that, if not, I think it's already in my Teachable account. You can purchase that. It's super, super, super affordable for the amount of creativity that you get in there, because I completely created this tool out of nowhere. It's a compass, if you visualize it. It just helps you to raise your vibration throughout the day and whenever you need it, and it explains you a little bit more in depth of what you actually need to do to raise your vibrations in each day, and sort of questions, journaling prompts that might help you to raise that vibration or that area of your life that you're lacking on. But I guess that what I'm coming from right now is that compass, it's what high vibrational living means. It has all the elements that you're gonna need to touch upon and to basically mold or shape for you to live a high vibrational lifestyle. Sometimes you hear me talking about coordinates, it's because it's in that compass, and the compass have coordinates, it has the northern one, the southern, east and west, so that's how I kind of refer to them with my clients and on my daily basis, but they are actual elements. So they are elements of wellness, you know, aspects of your life that you can tweak to get that lifestyle, but I refer to them as coordinates. And the first one that we're gonna touch upon is the first coordinate, which is the body coordinate. Within this body coordinate, which is east with southeast, you have three other coordinates or three other levels within your body that you have to pay attention to if you want to raise your vibration. The first one is going to be the nutrition and the foods that you consume. Then you're going to have exercise, and you're going to have also the body care that I like to call, well, basically self-care habits. In those are going to be quality of sleep habits that you can create. But the first one that we're diving in this episode is the most basic coordinate, the most basic level which you could master if you want to raise your vibration. And this is the food that you consume. The how-to process of raising your vibration, in short, means raise your whole holistic self. So that's why this is kind of tricky, because everything correlates with each other. So you're only changing your diet and your nutrition, one, give you a higher vibe, it will change that aspect and it will take an influence in something else in your life, but it doesn't necessarily that you're gonna have a high vibe. It means that if you live an overall high vibrational life, when you have a lack of energy in that, when you pay attention to it and you're conscious about it, then you raise your vibration. But what people is referring to when they say that you can raise vibrations through food is that you can eat in a way that connects you more to your true self or your more organic raw self. And there's a cool book that I like to to mention that I read the other day, and it was super interesting, and it's called Medical Medium: Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal. It's a super cool book, you can find it in Amazon too. This is all about this whole alternative sort of medicine. There's another good documentary that I've talked about it before, Skull Heal in Netflix, if you wanna get a little bit more in depth on how energetics, vibrations, laws of attraction, universal laws, and especially food can impact your health on the daily. But we start with this one because eating is the most basic thing. Like, you've heard this before, you eat, or you are what you eat, and you also are what you think, and you also are what your relationships are, and you also are how you relate with your environment. So it's not that body or eating is more important than other vibrations or other aspects of your life. It's not this, but is that it's the most basic. So it's the easiest way that we can understand how to raise a vibration. So that's what we're starting with this. When you Google this, because I did this just to have an idea, even though I don't get none of my information from other sources, I always get this information on my journaling sessions with the universe. This is like I like to call it co-creating with the universe and my experiences. So I know that it's coming from somewhere, like it's not coming out of nowhere. I'm not creating this because it's based on universal laws, on readings that I've had, experiences, and it works because I've tried it in myself and other people, but it's not from something that I read somewhere else. But the thing is that I Googled this for this purpose because I was just curious to see what people is telling about what is a high vibrational food and what is not. And of course, I thought that that would be the case because you know that even though I'm very opposed to the trend kind of life, now the society is taking this high vibrational lifestyle as if it was a trend. And the reality is that this has been the life that people has been living for so many years. It's just nobody was noticing it. And now that is, we're kind of like moving, and they say this in a spiritual kind of way, we're moving into the fifth dimension with human beings are having like a spiritual awakening, and we're getting more in contact with our nature and our roots and the supernatural energy that surrounds us. Then is when we pay attention to the kind of food that we eat. But it's really the most basic way of thinking. What they propose, all of these high vibe diets, is that are natural and toxin free. This is what I've seen. And they have all the natural essential nutrients that your body needs to fuel. And if you think about it, any food that you consume is energy. Anything that you eat produces energy in the body. That's what a calorie is. So when you do an activity, you're consuming calories, you're consuming energy. And where is that energy coming from? It's from your foods. If you don't eat for 70 days, I think is the person that lasted the longest time without eating, you will be consuming your muscles and yourself in a most pure way of saying it, but you will be consuming yourself to produce energy. Because if you don't have energy, you're lacking energy, you die. And that's what this lifestyle exists, and this life exists. If you don't have energy, you die. You can die out of hunger because you're not receiving any fuel. And everything around you works that way, how a car works, with energy. Now my phone, my computer, my candle that is lighting right now, my diffuser, how everything works with energy. The thing is that I haven't been paying attention to the frequency of that energy. Now, if you listen to my previous podcast, you will know, not podcast, episodes. I keep calling this a podcast, but it's an episode. So if you listen to my previous episodes, you will know that you have a frequency depending on the feelings, the thoughts, and the experiences that you're having in that moment. And things and animals that you're eating have it too. So this is where all these religious beliefs come from as well, by the way. All these halal and other blessed certain foods coming from this sort of lifestyle where they say that the animal has to be treated and killed in tune with nature and the higher power sort of way Because otherwise, if they overproduce and just kill in masses and they're laying on top of each other, you can understand why that's not a high vibration. You're eating the vibration of an animal that it was suffering, and suffering, anger, guilt, shame, all these feelings that they were in the animal when they were being killed, now you're putting them into your body. So you're eating those frequencies as well. That's where all this detox kind of diet comes from. And as a regular way of saying it, they present you this diet, which is based on fruits and vegetables, because fruits and vegetables, they come from earth. Like anything that takes you closer to your inner self or to your roots is gonna be a high vibration. So anything that it was for a long time underneath the earth, or really like growing from the earth that the earth is giving to you, then that is a high vibrational food. So anything that has roots, that's how crystals actually have a play. Like literally stones and crystals were on earth and came from earth. So that's how they have a power. So that's food. Any kind of food have a power. So for example, truffles are so freaking expensive, but I love truffles. And they are a very high vibrational frequency. So any kind of fruit and vegetable that is seen in earth, like you know, fruits and vegetables that are raw, you can have bananas as well, you can have any sort of berries, strawberries, literally any fruit and vegetable grown by a sustainable and hygienic farming practices, that especially they get a lot of energy immediately from the sun, is an excellent high vibration. This is the most puristic sort of way. Like they recommend a plant-based diet, especially with raw vegetables, because you get more phytonutrients. I'm not a nutritionist, I have to say this as well, but I know a lot about vibration and energy, as you can see, and I've read a lot, I've educated myself a lot, I've talked to many nutritionists, and I know what I'm saying because I believe in it, I know it works, and I've proven it works. This is the most pure form of living a high vibrational lifestyle because of the food that you eat, by eating raw vegetables and fruits. Sometimes when you cook foods, and that happens when you cook beets especially, because beets have a lot of antioxidants and they have a lot of vitamins that you need for the body, if you cook them, some of those minerals go into the water. So it's really good to later on use that. That's what I do, at least, to use that beetroot juice to put it on your smoothies, or maybe cook potatoes. So yummy when you cook them and you boil them in that beetroot water. They become a little bit pinky, but they're so nice, and they're a little bit sweet as well. Eat the most raw and organic you can. The second level that you get of vibration would be organic foods. Just make sure that they are cultivated in a fertile soil, without hormones, without pesticides, without antibiotics. The third one is my favorite, and this is the superfoods. This is a widely used term to refers to foods that are with a lot of nutrients. So that has to do with many things like maca, turmeric, ginger, lacto-fermented vegetables, like you have kimchi, you have kombucha, you have spirulina, you have the blue-green algae, you have nuts as well. So all of these superfoods, like you can Google them if you have a question, or you can send me a message, I don't mind if you want me to send you a list, but I always have a bunch of them in my pantry, because they are super easy to just throw into smoothies, thrown to yogurts, thrown to, well, yogurts, or if you eat dairy, which I don't, but to just incorporate in your daily routine, and they super amazing in storage kind of thing. Like, you can find them in powders, you can find them as nuts, you know, they don't take up much space. You can leave them in your pantry for a lot of time, and they don't go bad. So that's why they're literally superfoods. They're packed with nutrients, packed with protein, amazing with antioxidants and minerals, and they last for a lot of time. Then you have things like oils and seasonings, of course, that boost your metabolism, like coconut water, coconut oil. Like, there's a lot of antiviral properties that come from oils like coconut or olive oil, or, you know, truffle oil, avocado oil, and they boost the metabolism as well, and they have a highly alkaline property as well, so it balances hormones, increases energy. It's just amazing as well, these sort of oils. But then we get onto the animal sort of thing. So personally, I have a very biased environment, because right now I'm vegan, I'm plant-based. I've been plant-based for, I think, a couple months already. And the thing is that I don't consume fish or meat, because I know that where it's coming from is not a high vibrational place. If I knew that it was a high vibrational place, then I would probably consume fish. I've never eaten meat in my life, maybe when I was a kid, but then I had that mindset change because of my family beliefs and such and such, and I never eaten red meat after that. Like, I was 11 or 12. With fish, like, I grew up in a fishing village. So fish was literally, I remember going with my grandma to eat it, like, to get the, from the fishermen. And my grandfather grew up with them. It's literally a super high vibrational fish because it's been in the wild. And that's the way that the fisherman lives. So it's his way of getting income and surviving. And he does it with love, with knowledge. Like, it comes out of a very nice, homey place, if that makes sense for you, Miguel. So what I mean by that is that it's not related to what the product is and the nature of it, but the intention on which that product was created. And that's how I see that some beef necessarily doesn't have a very low vibration. Wagyu beef, that it's incredibly taken care of in Japan, and it's cultivated with a special grass and massage and given so much love, that's gonna have a much higher vibration than the beef that you're consuming and getting from the supermarket that is probably heavily mass produced, fed with a lot of antibiotics, and it's just never been in the wild before. So the intention for me sometimes is much greater than what the nature of the product. It's not greater because it's still fruit and vegetables and raw foods, and organic foods and superfoods are going to be better in frequency speaking than animal products. That's how reality is. And right now, I'm only consuming a plant-based diet because where I am right now in London, I don't think that I'm going to get the same frequency animal-based products, especially fish, that I did back home. It's not possible. It won't happen in a big city like this or in any other big city. Yeah, that's how you have to educate yourself. You have to educate yourself in your laws, in your country, where that they're sourcing those sort of products, where is it coming from? Just basically figure the frequency out of that element. But if you want to be on the safer side, that's what most people that start living this in those terms do. Just go with raw vegetables, fruits, organic foods, superfoods, raw foods, but start incrementing that on your diet. It helps to start incrementing highly phytonutrients, vitamins, and minerals in your diet that comes from these places. If right. It's for me, it was 80% from these places and 20% from others. Quick and clear disclaimer, I'm not telling you what to eat. I'm just telling you what foods raise vibration. Then in terms of these, I can tell you also what sort of foods lower your vibration, right? And I would say that anything that is very sugary or processed or alcohol or very mass produced and artificially fed with antibiotics and hormones out of meats, refined carbohydrates, they don't have fiber, and you could become super hungry after that, and they spike your blood sugar levels. So all of that, of course, is gonna create imbalances in your frequency, and it's not gonna be the thing that you want to eat, of course. So all of these things that I'm telling you, they're, if you think about it, they're common sense. Again, as we always say in this podcast, it's not the most common sense, so we say it's energy sense and it's human sense. So anything that is natural and toxin free will have a higher vibration than something that is man-made artificially with chemicals on it. It will immediately push you farther from nature, from your roots, and from you, what you're really meant to do and be as a human being. Aside from that, and what really high vibrational foods are, this is the theory of it. Aside from that, when it comes to really implement this on your diet, on your everyday choices, I want to say that you really have to think farther, and you really have to think upon the quantum shifting theory that we were talking about. I think it's in the second or third episode, when we were really talking about what really means to live on a different dimension, or the dimension that you desire, and when we're talking about desiring things. So right now, you have a set of aspects and a set of vibrations that you're working with on the daily, but because you're able to desire something else for yourself, you know that you're meant to live on that vibration, that you're meant to live on the things that you desire. The perspective that I teach in my courses and in my life about my vibrational lifestyle comes from this point, from this desiring point. What do you really desire? Like, that's the question that I'm throwing at you right now. Honestly, just take this time. If you have to journal upon something, what do you really desire? And because we're talking today about food and high nutritional, vibrational food, just write that down. What do you desire? I'm going to be launching soon a shopping list that I've created for myself, kind of some sort of a vibrational shopping list. I probably will make it free for you girls because I want you to start implementing this as a basic sort of element in your diet and in your life. But really think about what you really desire. Like, you, after you take that quantum leap and that quantum shift of seeing and embodying the person that you want to be, think about the nutritional food choices that she's making and how is she eating every single day. What is in her plate? How does that plate looks like? How is that playing into her life? Like, what kind of energy does she have every day? And where is that energy coming from? And what foods is she eating? Your common sense might tell you something, but I promise you that your energy vibrational sense will tell you something else. That's your intuition. We can talk about how to really get in touch with your intuition a little bit farther. If you have any questions, again, feel free to send me a DM or just get in contact with me. My social media, with my email, whatever you prefer, but I can help you to get a little bit farther and more in contact with your intuition if that's what you need for your life. But what I mean is that you just need to see and get in touch with that energetical vibrational side of you that is telling you you desire this sort of foods. And then just make a list of what you really want to eat. And this exercise that I'm asking you to do, it's a side of trends, a side of dietary lifestyles or requirements. If you have a certain illness or certain thing that is wandering in your mind right now, or certain thing that you want to change, start implementing this in your diet. This, it's not going to hurt you. This is only going to make you feel better with yourself. And this is something sustainable. It's a lifestyle that you can live forever. It's not a trend that tells you be vegan today, tomorrow vegetarian, the next day keto, and the next day high protein. This won't work like that. Like, it's something that you desire, so you're deserving of. And yeah, I guess that the first step would be, what is it that you desire, and what is it that is in your ideal version of yourself shopping list kind of way? And then make a note or write all of that down. And then right after that, right after you've been in that dimension, like, for example, I can tell you mine if you want to. My diet, when I did this exercise 3 months ago, I had wrote in that I wanted to eat 100% whole foods. And I wanted to eat 80% of those homemade, plant-based, superfood, delicious cooked food. And 20% of those were going to be coming from maybe salmon or more less vibrational, delicious treats like chocolate or more sugary things like that. That's how I wanted my life. That's the high vibe that I was creating for myself. Right after you're done with that, I also want you to write something that is key when you're looking onto creating a high vibrational lifestyle, and that is where you're buying or you're sourcing that food from. Like, that's key in human nature. We've meant to buy or eat or hunt our own food, the foods that we eat since we were born. The problem is that we don't do that anymore. So you really have to think, where are you taking that food from? What kind of supermarkets are you going? If you're going to a supermarket, or are you going to the farmer's market, or are you going to the fishing village, or are you fishing the fish yourself? Are you literally going to the agriculture and buying it from them, or are you buying in Whole Foods? Are you buying in Tesco? Are you buying in a big supermarket, in a big chain? And start writing, like, I'll say like 3 to 5 different alternatives that you give yourself to buy those kind of foods and where you want to buy them. And then think upon them, visualize them. Where is that ideal version of you going to buy and for me, I always thought that I wanted to go to Whole Foods because for me that encompasses everything like abundance. And this is not an ad, by the way. This is just what my ideal self in a different paradigm, in a different dimension, feels like she wants to do, which is go to Whole Foods every day. She likes to go to farmers market. And the third one is to the, you know, the fishing village and as for fish. For you, it might be a different thing. But what I mean is that my own true self, natural, raw version of myself told me what she wanted. She didn't say online shopping. She didn't say go to the local Tesco supermarket. She didn't say go to the Poundland shop. No, she said a certain thing that she knew she wanted. And because she desired that, I know that that's raising my vibration. That's an exercise that you have to do and spend time doing that. Really focus all your energy and attention to it. Like, it really works and it's just really fun also to do these kind of exercises. That's a shopping list that raised vibrations that I've created as well that I'm going to be sharing with you girls very soon, if not already. It's not already. I'm not sure when I'm going to be uploading that on the website, but hopefully it's there soon. The thing that you want to do now is just take a new page and create your own shopping list with three different columns. You're gonna, like, after you've done with that quantum shifting exercise, you wanna be like examining your own dimension right now. Like, you are gonna be wanting to raise your vibrations. You're likely, if that's your ideal self doing that, likely you're not doing that now. So in this exercise, what I really want you to do is to do three columns. Well, actually it's four columns, because the first column you're going to be filling in with all the foods that you say you wanted to buy of that ideal self. Yeah, the foods that are in your shopping list. It can be salmon, it can be egg whites, it can be protein powder, or it can be my shopping list, which is always basically like bok choy, and it says Swiss chard, and it says spirulina, and it says maca powder, all of these superfoods and high plant-based foods, but yours can say something super different. So you want to write that in the first column, and in the second one, at the very top, you want to put replacing with, which, by the way, in the first column, you also have to include the foods that you currently have in your pantry now. So you have to go to your fridge and your pantry and write a list of all that in combinations with the one that you said before. Yeah, so you put a whole page of shopping list. Like, it doesn't really mean that you have to buy the whole thing, but just write it all down. And then in the other ones, the first one is replacing with, and you can put also in the same one, adding to the list. Then the second column is going to be reducing, and the third column is going to be more off. The reducing and the more and the replacing or adding to the list, I want you to also write the why. The why is super important, because it's your feeling that you have to tap in when you're gonna get to raise your vibrations. So, for example, in my list that I had that day, I had written salmon. I clicked the column of reducing because I was eating salmon every night and I knew that my salmon wasn't coming from a fresh fish and village, it was coming rather from the supermarket and it was frozen, so probably it's been there for a long time and it wasn't really close to my roots. So I wanted to reduce salmon, and you can put in the replacing column replacing with tofu, and that's something that can give you an idea of something that will help you to raise vibrations as a shopping list every day. I mean, this is a very easy exercise. There's many more that you could do, but this is something for you to get more practical into the vibrational lifestyle shifting from the quantum dimension to your own dimension, to how you actually take the leap between both. Well, the leap is by knowing what are you doing right now, what do you want to do in a parallel dimension, and taking the shift. So that's how I did it. That's how I do it on a daily. And yeah, that's really what it is. And yeah, after all, I just want to finish by saying that high vibrational foods are not another trend. And I will always say this till I die, until I have a voice to speak and I know how to speak this language. This is not another diet. This is not, we all go organic, we all go raw, we all go veggie, we all go, no. This is a lifestyle that takes you to your roots. So for you to do that, it has to be deeply connected with what you desire. And if you truly desire to have meat because it's really, truly grounded to who you are, and it's really deeply connected to your own beliefs. Also, you have to check up on your beliefs, but this is what we're going to be doing later on in further episodes. But you really have to tap into those emotions for you to make the leap onto a new reality that you want to create for yourself. So you have to know what is it that you feel when you eat that food and what it gives you and why you feel that way. And if it makes you feel a way that you could honestly live without having, then maybe it's not a great thing to eat, because you really want to feel something that makes you feel expansive, that makes you feel abundant, that makes you feel powerful, sustainable, that makes you feel human, that makes you feel all these high vibrational feelings. Whatever it is, but for me it's love, powerful, bliss, strength, all of these vibrational feelings that really resonate with what I am and who I really I'm in a different dimension. I don't want to feel just meh, like it's okay, I'm just eating this because I've been eating it my entire life. And that's it. Like, that's a middle to low vibration, to be honest. That is autopilot behaviors. And we know that autopilot behaviors, repetitive things over time, are very, very, very low vibration, low consumption of energy. And your brain likes to go there because it doesn't require you to think further. It doesn't require more energy. But it's obviously not the most optimal way of living. And I don't know about you, but I'm having a turmeric latte. Ever since I changed from having 2 or 3 coffees a day to having only 1 coffee in the morning and then the rest of my turmeric matcha lattes, I can say for sure that turmeric latte a day keeps the doctor away. And with that note, we're ending the podcast and the episode of today. Thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to leave me a review or a comment in Apple Podcast. Give this episode a like if you like. Recommend it to your friends. Share it, please, on social media and Instagram. If you liked it, I would love to give you a reshare. And thank you for listening. And if you have any other question, feel free to send me an email to mariafrailechannel@gmail.com or to send me a DM on my social media. I'm Maria Fraile Coach on Instagram. Thank you again for listening, and see you very, very soon. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Maria Fraile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Living. Don't forget to share it with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. I'm so looking forward to see you on our next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high-vibe lifestyle tips with a super contemporary approach, please check out my other social media accounts. I'm on YouTube, I'm on a High Vibe Living on Instagram as well as Maria Fraile Coach, and I'm also on Teachable if you're ready to take the big leap into your next level self. Thank you all for listening, and see you very soon.